of ignoring a growing crisis in the dental profession and warned the government's neglect of the profession would have huge consequences for Irish people's oral health in the months and years ahead. The CEO of the Irish Dental Association, Fintan Horan, joins me now. Good morning to you, Fintan.
Good morning, Fran.
And very good to talk to you today. You're saying that the government has ignored pleas from over 700 dentists for example, PPE equipment.
Yes, it doesn't give me any pleasure to say it. And really, this is the final straw for many dentists, because this is a scheme which has had serious problems stretching well back over a decade. The new programme for government doesn't make any commitments to rectify that, because there were discussions as far back as 2008 and then the government walked out. And dentists have you know, continued with the scheme because they want to provide the same standard of care to medically card patients. But clearly, there have been particular problems for everyone, but specifically for dentists and extra costs arising from the COVID-19 pandemic. Minister Harris met us over 6 weeks ago at this stage and promised that PPE would be made available to dentists. Over 700 of them registered to receive it. They have received none.
And none at all?
None at all. And now they're effectively being asked to pay for it out of their own pocket. It's a significant extra expense for a scheme which, you know, which pays them about half of what they would charge to cover the cost to other patients. And now they're saying, we cannot continue. We cannot subvent a scheme. We were promised PPE 6 weeks ago. Minister Harris has repeatedly said, oh yes, it's on its way, it's on its way. Meanwhile, patients are making appointments, are looking to see their dentist, and for medically card patients, there's a real problem. And it's particularly disappointing that there's no recognition of that by the government, and we're just getting false promises and obfuscation, and really we're heading to a crisis. And We're shocked and disappointed at the approach of the government. It might be on its way out, but I don't think it's going to leave a positive legacy as regards oral health.
Tell me about the effect again on the medical card patients.
Well, I mean, patients are the same regardless. I mean, they have the same conditions, they have the same need for oral health. Medical card patients very often have greater difficulties and greater need for help and care and treatment from the dentist. So dentistry resumed in full on the 18th of May, but when dentists were told you can now resume all of the treatments, they were also told that for treatments that require sprays or aerosols, and there will be a large number of treatments, as you can imagine, that they're going to have to take additional precautions, get additional equipment. But for all patients, you will see differences when you go to make an appointment to see your dentist. You'll have a medical history beforehand. You'll be told to arrive at a precise point. You can't just walk in anymore. There'll be changes in the waiting room. You'll see the dentist is still wearing protective equipment. You probably won't notice that it's actually an advanced form of equipment in some cases for certain treatments. So all of this means, in the same way as we see differences when we go to the shop, we go elsewhere, that things are not the way they were. For dentists, that obviously means they're going to be extra costs. And they're going to have to look at the fees they charge for their private patients. But meanwhile, the state scheme, which offers fees which are half of what dentists usually charge, the least we expect is that there'll be some assistance provided as regards PPE. And really, this is the final straw, as far as many dentists are saying. And they're saying, look, we can't afford to subvent this scheme anymore. The viability of our practice is, like I said, there's no practice, there'll be no dental care for anyone. Is the bigger consideration, and that's really disappointing, you know, where people really appreciate being able to see their dentists, who, you know, are committed to seeing all their patients, but clearly they have bills to pay as well.
But in passing there, are you saying that your private patients will have to pay up and pay the bill and be charged extra for this then?
No, I'm saying that dentists don't receive any money from the state. So if for medical care patients, just give an example, the state will pay $150 million a year towards the running costs of the doctor's surgery. They'll pay nothing to the dentist. The dentist has to look at all of their patients, public and private. The state sets the fees for medically card patients. For private patients, the dentist decides. So many of them will be obliged to review their fees. That's a matter for them individually. I'm not saying that there will or there won't be changes in their fees. That's really a matter for them to decide.
Right, but is it inevitable as far as you're concerned?
Well, I think given that there are significant extra costs, I mean, everyone reviews the cost they charge on an ongoing basis. They're going to have to look to see, you know, how they meet that cost. As many dentists have provided a lot of treatment over the years for which they've received no payment, but clearly they have to receive sufficient funds to cover the cost of their own, because they are small businesses. They're going to have to look to see, well,
and still, Fintan, privately, you know, it's expensive to go to the dentist in the Republic by comparison with Northern Ireland and other states.
Well, the costs, I suppose, in Ireland reflect the operating costs. I mean, there is such competition in Ireland now. I'm always saying to people, look, when you choose a dentist, you need to be sure and get a recommendation from someone, because, you know, at the end of the day, price is important, but it's not the most important consideration. So, yes, we would say that Ireland is an expensive place to operate a small business. I'm sure it's an expensive place to run a radio station. And, you know, it's the costs have to cover or have to be covered by the charges that come in. Dentists don't receive any support from the state, unlike the doctors. But they're going to have to review their costs. There's no doubt about that. But coming back to the point about the medical card scheme, this is a scheme for patients who can least afford dental care. The state has traditionally looked to have dentists take on contracts to provide it. And the state has a responsibility. So I'd be saying to patients, well, look, if my dentist is no longer in this scheme, I'm going to contact the HSC or my local TD to find out, well, how is the HSC going to arrange my treatment otherwise? Because
is it possible that some practices will go out of business, do you think?
Well, we had very worrying information back from dental practices. And it's important to say they're not all back at full steam. Mm. There are many practices which are only, you know, back at 40 or 50% capacity, and that's really worrying, because you would wonder whether they'll all resume, and whether they, when they look at the extra costs, will say we can no longer continue. And there have been closures, and there will be people leaving their practice, dentists working elsewhere. So I would be worried that that is something we may all see evidence of in the coming. But hopefully that isn't something that's going to be widespread. But I'd be more worried about the medical card scheme, because I don't think dentists can continue to effectively subsidise from their own pockets the operation of this scheme, and where the state has made so many promises and failed to deliver on them. I don't think dentists can afford to continue to operate the scheme.
All right, Fintan, good to talk to you today, and thank you for your time. That's the